I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lisa Hill, a longtime educator of nearly 40 years as a teacher, counselor, professor, and vice principal, and I've seen just about everything public schools can throw at you. And now I'm sharing my tales on my comedy podcast, Vice Principal Unofficed. It's where school leadership meets laugh-out-loud stories, from underwear-required parent-teacher conferences, yes, really, to staff lounge confessions and more you won't believe. I'm telling it all with humor and a whole lot of heart. I also tackle the serious stuff too, like what schools really need to change and those behind-the-scenes moments no one talks about. So if you're ready to laugh, learn, and maybe even cry a little, but mostly laugh, join me and my 90-year-old mom, my unofficial co-host, on Vice Principal Unofficed. New episodes drop bi-weekly on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. Trust me, this is one detention you'll actually look forward to.
Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning, school leaders. Happy Thursday. Welcome back to your Morning Boost, the podcast designed to give you the insights you need to lead with purpose and clarity. As we continue our monthly deep dive into the Fitting Five, today we are looking at a thought-provoking article that redefines what it means to be a truly effective leader in a world increasingly shaped by artificial intelligence. We will be exploring why the classic combination of IQ and EQ is no longer enough and introducing a new critical form of intelligence that is becoming the ultimate differentiator for success. Stay with us as we unpack the power of CQ, or contextual intelligence. All right, we are back. Our focus today is on a fascinating article from Fast Company titled, In the Age of AI, IQ and EQ Are No Longer Enough, Here's Why. The article argues that while logical intelligence, IQ, and emotional intelligence, EQ, have long been the cornerstones of effective leadership, the rise of AI changes this game. With AI capable of processing data with incredible speed and even generating emotionally nuanced responses, the most valuable human skill is shifting. The article introduces a new imperative, contextual intelligence, or CQ. This isn't just about what you know, IQ, or how you feel, EQ. It's about your ability to understand the bigger picture, to read the unwritten rules, and to apply your knowledge in a way that is deeply relevant to a specific environment. For a school leader, this means an AI can provide data on student test scores and even suggest a template for parent communication, our IQ and EQ. But only a leader with a strong CQ can truly grasp the unique history of their community, the dynamics of their school culture, and the individual circumstances of a family to lead with genuine wisdom and effectiveness. CQ is what allows a leader to make decisions that aren't just correct on paper, but are also sensitive and effective in practice. In a nutshell, the article's message is that in a world where AI handles the data and the routine, the ultimate human advantage is the ability to connect the dots and lead with wisdom. This means cultivating an awareness of the unique context in which you operate every single day. A great example is a principal who, in the midst of a challenging budget season, not only understood the numbers, IQ, and the emotional toll on her staff, EQ, but also drew on her deep CQ to see how a new community partnership could be a creative solution to a problem that seemed insurmountable. She leveraged her understanding of the local ecosystem to solve the issue in a way that AI alone never could have, reminding us that the most valuable form of leadership will always be a uniquely and profound human. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day. We'll be back again tomorrow to wrap up this week as we dive into our Fitting Five. But once again, have a wonderful Thursday. Thank you for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to Your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.